Hello and welcome to You Just Got Homeschooled. I'm RJ, and today I want to talk about something that's a little bit strange, I guess. I feel like I do this all the time, but I'm always talking about strange things. But I think that's okay. And so today I want to talk about the role of experience in learning. And I think we all know that experience is important in learning. It's not something that is like completely a new concept for really anyone. But I think that oftentimes we undervalue experience in learning, at least from an academic perspective. And I don't think it's something that is done intentionally. I think it's just something that kind of, we don't realize how practical it is. And I know that for me personally, there's a lot of times where I sort of understand, but I don't completely understand something. And then I have an experience that completely shifts the way that I think about things and helps me to better get what's going on. And the best example of this I have is probably my experience growing up in a blue-collar family. I've mentioned this before, I'm the oldest of six kids. My youngest brother is a senior right now in high school, and he goes to the local public high school, the same one I did, in fact, and all of my siblings have gone to. And my dad started his own business, a service business, when in my sophomore year of high school. So I was, 16? And before that, he'd worked in the same exact industry that he started his business in, but situations were such that he had to form his own company and go out on his own. And so even before he started his own business, I had been out on jobs with him at various times, probably over the previous, probably close to 6 years at that point, maybe a little bit longer. So I think he's been doing the same thing more or less since I was about 10, maybe a little bit earlier. So 8 to 10. And so that means he's been doing it now for, 25, 27 years, something like that. And I have spent seasons of my life, typically younger seasons than currently, where I was working with him daily. And now two of my brothers actually are in the same industry, different companies. They both run their own company that's the same industry as my dad, and that's well work. So like water wells, W-E-L-L, right? Well work. And they do everything but drill it. So that would mean, put the pipe that pulls the water out, the pumps, the pressure systems, the storage systems, all that kind of stuff. They work through all of that. And it has given me, in the process of doing these things, it has given me a lot of experiences that I don't think I otherwise would have had and would have no real access to. And because of the nature of that industry, they work in both plumbing and in electrical. And so I was kind of exposed to both plumbing and electrical. And it's been very helpful to me to better understand kind of the way the world works in like practical terms. And so I'm able to draw on these experiences I've had in order to help teach people and in my current profession as a teacher. In fact, there was a time when I was first starting out in education, I was going to school to become a teacher, and I was basically making my living as a tutor. A tutor and a ranch hand taking care of dozens of Shetland ponies and a few horses. But I was this tutor, and this contractor, probably in his mid-40s, hired me at early 20s to help him do the math or learn the math so he could pass his contractor's test. Now, he had been working under his father's contractor's license for 20 years-ish. And he was going, he had basically was taking his contractor's license, and he had already done that once and failed because he couldn't understand the math. And because of my own experiences having worked in the well industry, which doesn't seem to compute very well, when we sat down in the church foyer, there was a church nearby. It was actually the church I attended. And we had this nice foyer. And so I was able to meet him there during a time that was open, sit at a table, and help him go over the stuff he was struggling with. And because of my experience, I was able to tailor the way I taught, because I shared some similar experiences, into terminology that he understood. And that then allowed him to go and pass his contractor's license test. And now that's not to say that I'm an amazing teacher. It's to say that experiences have a deep impact on who you are. I know that I wouldn't, like, as an educator, I have run into other educators who are surprised at my either knowledge or my ability, or even just the way that I think about things, because they came from a line, their experiences, their parents or the lifestyle they've lived their entire life did not expose them to the same types of experiences, and so they weren't able to draw on it. And it actually amazes me as a human being to sit in this weird juncture where my family was and still is very blue collar. I am not. I don't work in a blue collar field, but I have worked in a blue collar field. And so it's just kind of weird for me to sit here and listen to people on one side and people on another side who don't have any experience of what it's like on the other side of the tracks, so to speak. And to hear them argue and their perspectives and kind of sit there and go, well, I understand this and I understand that. And you're both right or you're both wrong, or some, you know, they're more right or they're more wrong. And it's funny because my education, I was a history major, history and political science. And so, like, I distinctly remember looking at the map during the last presidential election, so 2016, which was Trump versus Hillary. And I remember looking at the map. Everything was decided except Pennsylvania, and it was coming down to that state. I looked at the counties that were left for reporting. I looked at the color they were showing on the map, and I looked at where they were located in relation to Pittsburgh and the other major cities. And I immediately at that point knew who had won the election, even though they had not fully reported and it was a close call. Because I was able to look at the map and go, you know what? Those areas are blue collar, but they're not union blue collar. They're rural, farm type blue collar, and they are going to vote red. And I was right. By a narrow margin, he won. And it, you know, whether you like that or you don't like that or you're completely indifferent, it doesn't make a difference. It was my knowledge of blue collar, my experiences talking to blue collar people who I still see regularly. I still talk to my brothers and my dad, not to mention the people that they're in contact with. The farmers, the ranchers, the homeowners, the contractors, but also the other side, the academic side, having seen that world and knowing what that world and how that world thinks. And so I think experience is really important. I think hands-on experiences changes a lot about how we see the world. So for example, I did this paper. I took a Vietnam history class in college. My professor had legally dodged the draft 3 times. In order so he didn't have to serve in the Vietnam conflict. And he, like I said, it was legal, so it wasn't like he was, like, you know, burning his card or running and hiding. He just did the things that got you out of the draft, and that's all fine and dandy. But what I thought was interesting is when I was doing, I had to do a paper, and it was a big paper. It was one of those papers that I didn't want to do because of its size. I didn't want to do that quantity of research because I'm lazy. And so what I did is I kind of broke it down into, I think it was a 15-page paper. And so what I kind of did was break it down into 5 3-page papers by choosing articles or things, I should say, kit that an average American soldier would carry during the Vietnam conflict. But I didn't choose like the weapons or the helmets. I chose the everyday things like the boots and the flak vests and that those type of things. And that helped me get into to think about things a little bit differently. How does that change, right? And then my own experience having, you know, done like things like paintball and worn boots and knowing and taking long hikes in them and knowing what works and what doesn't work, right? If you've operated a firearm, depending on which kind, you know a little bit more than the person who doesn't, right? If you've worked with a tractor, if you've run an assembly line, if you've run a trot line, if you've gone skiing, gone snowboarding, cut down a tree, you name it, right? Even gotten dressed. I mean, think about this. If you are a modern woman, right? A modern human being of the female variety, the chances are that you know what a corset is, but may have never worn one. Now, I've never worn a corset because I'm not a woman and I have no reason to wear a corset. But I can imagine that if you were to, let's say, go to a Renaissance fair and do all the work to get the corset and the rest of the costume ready, you would have a much better and realistic idea of what it does to your body, first off, but how long it takes to get dressed, the kind of pressures it puts on you, what you're capable of doing, what you're not capable of doing when you're wearing one. And that then will change the way you even read a story if that plays into the story, right? Because it's going to change the way that the characters move, right? It's going to change what they're capable of doing. And I think that we need to, as educators, as parents, to recognize that sometimes the best way to teach someone is to give them the experience, right? Today, actually, I went on a field trip with my kids. We went up to a place nearby that offers a variety of different types of activities, I think would be the right word. And this one in particular was Gold Rush. And so our kids, they put on, the people dress up in costumes and kind of speak with a little bit of a country accent. And they're layering in educational stuff, obviously, but it was supposed to be the Gold Rush. So they had a mercantile, they had a boarding house, they had a mine, they had a sluice box, they had a bank, an exchange, basically. And they taught them but with a gold spray painted 3/4-inch gravel, kind of the basis of supply and demand, of the kind of things you could do to earn money during the California Gold Rush, of what a sluice box is, of how a pan works, right? And although they may not retain a lot of individual pieces of that information, that experience will stick with them, and they now have a better understanding, having gone down into the mine at one point and recognizing just how dark it is, because it's pitch black down there, right? Pretty darn close to it. I went down one of the mines and I couldn't see really anything at all, and they didn't have lights because the whole point is there is no lights, right? And I was talking to a friend of mine whose son went, he's now late in high school, a junior or senior, and he went when he was like in second or third grade, and she thought that he was making stuff up, but he remembers it from second grade, right? And he remembers what it was like because he went to that same place and did the same thing, and now his younger siblings are doing it. So it still recalls, right? And the more you have those experiences, the more that you give the kids opportunities to have those experiences, the more information, if you remember the scaffolding concept, right? The more you know, the easier it is to key in, to lock in and attach what you're learning to something you already know. And I think that's what's important about experience, is it gives us more hard points, and it oftentimes engages our physical bodies more, and it engages our mind in a different way than a textbook will, or a picture, or even a movie. Instead, it gives us a spatial context as well as a verbal and an informative, like visual, all those things come together to help us remember the instance more. And that then can translate into a good learning opportunity across the board. So never underestimate the value of experience, even dressing up in the costumes. I'm not a costume wearer. I don't really care for it all that much, but dressing up in a costume, right? Holding a sword, right? Swinging a hammer, even poorly. I'm working on digging up old stumps in my backyard. It's a lot of work, but I guarantee you it's an experience that I won't easily forget. And it's one that actually has some valuable lessons in it. And so, give your kids those opportunities, pet a goat, ride a horse, whatever it is, because they're helpful and they will inform a lot down the road, even if it doesn't seem like it. And the stuff that sticks is always a little bit weird. So basically I say all that to encourage you to get out, right? Get out and do stuff, right? Whether that's field trips, whether that's out into your backyard, you know, it's not going to hurt your kids to, you know, weed whack or mow the lawn, to help pick fruit or grow a garden, to cook or bake inside the house, to sweep the floors, to, you know, go on field trips to climb mountains or trees, to have people point out different things. It's that kind of bird. It's that kind of tree. It's this kind of grass. What made those holes? You know, all that kind of stuff is very, very, very valuable, and it accumulates seemingly relatively slowly. But it has, I mean, if you think of it this way, the more experiences you have, it's like all the debris that comes down in a forest, right? All the leaves and the needles and the bark and the low growing plants that die off. And if you want, you know, like if it's thin, it doesn't go very well. But if you do more and more of them, it creates this nice, deep, loamy soil where things can grow easily and well. And that's what we're going for, I think, as educators, as parents, as homeschoolers, is to create the kind of soil that makes it easy for things to grow, curiosity to grow, a joy in learning to grow. And that's what I'm looking for, and that's what I want for your kids as well. I'm still working on it for mine, but I'm far from perfect. My kids are way too attached to screens, and I'm working on that one. So, but yeah, please be encouraged and go do something, you know, even if something little, go for a walk around the block and see what there is to see. You know, who knows, maybe someone's having their house re-roofed and that's an experience your kids can see. Or they're adding on, or they're working on their car or whatever. It doesn't make a difference, right? Take the opportunity. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please like, subscribe, click the stars buttons, leave a review, do all those things. Go check out our website, youjustgothomeschooled.com, or follow us on Instagram @homeschooledpodcast. Thanks and have a great day.